Well, he's the much-publicised, much-talked-about new Manly coach, and he's taken control of the ship that is the Manly Seagulls, and he joins us on the air this morning. Morning, Trent.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Very good. How's it been in the first couple of weeks? I know you've been there for a while, but your first official couple of weeks?
Yeah, wet. Mate, Northern Beaches, yeah, they've turned it on for us the first week. But no, it's going really well. Yeah, the first few weeks we had the staff in here and we've had everything pretty well planned, but it's good to get the players here. And I was a little bit nervous on Monday when they all come in, but they've been terrific and training very well.
All positive, Trent, at this time of year, quite, and you're so keen. What was the message you tried to convey when you met those players?
Yeah, it was pretty important. I wanted to make a good impression on that first day. Probably make just that they work hard, you know, and turn up every day and don't waste a session. That was the main message. We've got some standards and some philosophies that we want them to accept and live by, and they've been really good. We've only been doing it for 4 days, and the challenge is to do it every day and be consistent with it. But mate, they've been really good. They've all got really good attitudes, and we're pretty lucky to have such a good squad.
Now, apart from some of the names that are associated with Manly, i.e. Daly, Cherry Evans, we've also seen the Nate Miles come to Manly, the return of Darcy Lussick, the Marty Tapau thing that went on. They were all there?
Yeah, mate, Marty's obviously still over with the Kiwi, so sure. He wasn't there, but everyone else is on deck. The senior boys were in on Monday, and we had some testing for them. But, mate, they've been really good. I think a lot of them have been here a long time, and there is a fair bit of change that's gone on, not just within the playing group, but with staff and with facilities as well. So it's a big change for them. But as I said, I'm lucky to have such good players and a really strong senior group here.
Any room left for Dylan Walker?
Yeah, you'd like to find some. I'm not sure of the situation, what's going on at South, but I don't think Dylan would have too many troubles finding another club if that come about.
Yeah, we said that this morning. There'd be 15 clubs all putting
That's
their
right.
hands up. He's a quality player. Well, obviously, he's gone through that through the incident, but you hope that that's in the past. And if he's playing at South, so be it. But if he's playing, i.e., Manly, well, he'll be a acquisition.
Mm. Yeah, no, he would. He's a very good player. But at the moment, we're very happy with who we've recruited. We've been pretty busy, and you know, Bozo and Jay Kelly have done a good job.
If you were playing a game tomorrow, who would be your number six?
Probably Jamie Lyon. He wouldn't like it, but I'd probably start him there just for the day.
Yeah. Well, he's not a bad number six, but he doesn't want to really play there. He wanted to play there, has he?
No, he doesn't. He's a footballer, Jamie, though, and he'll do whatever's best for the team. But I know his preferred position is in the centres. But I've got a lot of options there. I think, you know, having a dominant halfback and having a hooker or a couple of hookers in Coruscant and Parcell that can really control the ruck for you, and having a fullback as talented as Brett Stewart, we can afford to have a less dominant 5'8", i.e. a ball-running 5'8", like a Hiku or a Trebojevic or a Lyon or an Isaac John or a Moulton or someone. So we've got some options. So I won't make my mind up until after Christmas, but I've got a few ideas there, and as I said, it's good to have that luxury.
I just like the way the names roll off your tongue too. It's sort of you're right into the job. You know, just the name after name, another person out there.
It's a pretty good looking roster.
It certainly is.
It's a really good looking roster.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot of depth, and there were some areas that we thought we lacked, which we identified, you know, a good while ago. And Martin Tapau was one of them, but we didn't think we'd get him this year. We thought he was a good chance of coming in 17, but a few cards fell our way, and that's a really big one for us. He'll be a huge buzz, a huge help for us.
Now, Trent, I'm just reading in the paper, article by Dean Ritchie, where you said you've been coached by Gould, Anderson, David Waite, Ricky Stewart, Craig Bellamy, Andrew Farrah, and Wayne Bennett, but you want to be your own man. But if you had to pick a style of coach you think you're going to be, and there's a few names there that I've thrown at you, which way do you reckon you're going to go?
You'd like the discipline of a Bellamy and the man management skills of a Bennett.
That
would be good. The knowledge of a Phil Gould. Roll all that into one. I'll try and do that. Jeez. But I'm not sure yet. I am disciplined. I do like things done a certain way, and you know, the football stuff is always, I've always been comfortable with. I've always been playing in the halves, so understanding how the game's played is something that I don't think I have too many troubles with. But there's a lot of external factors you have to deal with. And I've learnt that even in the last two or three weeks. But it's just, as an assistant, you purely get to focus on the footy and the field session, the video. As a head coach, there is a lot of external, peripheral incidents that happen that you have to deal with, and it does take a lot of your time.
You understand it'll send you around the twist, don't you?
Sorry?
You understand it'll send you around the twist.
So they tell me. I'll take the colour of my hair and what we're going to.
It won't be that colour for long, mate. It's going to grey very quickly. Mate, I have to ask you quickly, there's been a little bit made about John Hopewadi and whether he will be approved or not approved by the NRL. The speculation he won't be. Do you have any further update on that?
Yeah, I think Hopper will be fine. You know, we certainly were a bit shocked that he was going to be or not allowed to coach one of our sides. And I said in the paper or to one of the journalists yesterday that those who judge John Hopewadi on his past probably don't know the real person he is. And I've struck him as a very genuine and honest bloke. And he's the players and the kids, or our younger players, love him. He is very disciplined with them, and there's not too much that Hopper can't, or advice that Hopper can't give. He's got 10 kids of his own, and he's always welcome here as long as I'm here.
All right. What do you say to parents who might, you know, think, yeah, because you sort of, as a parent, you entrust your kid to a footy club in a way, Trent, don't you? I mean, what would be your message there?
Yeah, look, and all the parents are quite welcome to come in. And as I said, until you get to know someone, the media can portray someone, as how they want. But he's certainly proven, I think, to us that he's a hard worker. He's very genuine, and I think he can really help a lot of these young kids, and particularly the Polynesian kids.
Yeah, certainly. Trent, it's been great talking to you, mate. There's a lot going on. I imagine training as per usual. Hopefully we can catch up with you throughout the lead-up to the 2016 series. And hopefully for you, it's a winning start to your career as a coach.
No worries. Thanks very much.
There he is, Trent Barrett, the new and the much-publicised head coach of the Manly Seagulls. It's an interesting job when you think about it, because you've got John Hopewadi, and there's obviously you've got Bozo sitting there. You've got a club that, you know, how many times have you heard they've got a winning culture there? They've got this, they're a semi-final football team. All these, you know, stereotypes are thrown at Manly. But, you know, it's all come from history and the way they've performed. You're taking on one of the biggest coaching roles in the competition, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's an easy job to take. Oh, it's not an easy job, you know, but when you're down the bottom of the ladder, you can only hopefully go up. Manly have that expectation of being competitive every week, and they've got that expectation of 10 years in the finals, premierships, that you've got to be super competitive. And he's got a good roster. He's got plenty of faith from senior people in him as well, Trent Barrett. We wish him all the very, very best there at Manly.